We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHP. Stephen St. John and Nate Picati with Jake Gutierrez. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Today on the show, we'll talk to Jamie Bluma, former Royals reliever in studio. We'll also talk to former Chiefs wide receiver Mark Boerichter, see what he thinks of Xavier Worthy. And Annie Rogers from MLB.com. She covers the Royals. So we'll have her on the show as well. Also, some comments from GM Brett Veach, the GM running it, his post-draft press conference. So,
Veach.
Yeah. How about that? Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, pal. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How you doing? Great.
Yeah, I'm just. Carl Peterson, the GM's running it. This tank is empty.
You need a little fuel in that tank, huh?
Yeah,
I feel that.
You need to plug in your e-charger,
bruh.
I feel that, brother.
Bruh, I was done yesterday, and then the trip to Chillicothe took whatever was left out of me.
It was tracking me too long.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
It was fine. You know what?
That trip's long, though, right?
Yeah. From our house, it's an hour and 35 minutes, yeah, hour and 30 minutes.
It's almost 2 hours from here. That's a trip, baby. Chillicothe.
Yeah, no, you know what? We're lucky. The field events start at 3:30. Now, yesterday, it was different because they have four. I'm still trying to get used to the terminology. I think jump boxes or whatever, where they could split it up, because in the conference tournament they do JV and they do varsity, and because of all the rain and everything, they only had one of them available, and so they had to combine boys and girls JV and varsity all together, jumping at the same time, and so she'd jump and then get in a gigantic line for the next jump, and at conference you get four jumps, and so so we start earlier, but then she sprints, and so she ran the 100 and the 4x100, and so we don't have to wait. Like if she did some of the distance, the longer distance, we'd have to wait to the end of the track meet, and she goes up there on the bus, but when she's done, she gets, you know, she can leave. We can leave, so we don't stay for the whole, just, you know, school night and everything else. But we ate in Chillicothe, and then Cassie had to work, and Selena had to finish school. They left school. They had to leave school like at 1. Another benefit that Julia loves about track and field, leaving school early for track meets. So it wasn't, you know, that's part of it that I do not mind at all. I don't mind being out there all day. I thoroughly enjoy my time at track meets. Get a chance to go to different towns around the Kansas City area and just, you know.
But a drive to Parkville is a little different than a drive to Chillicothe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Even then, it was a nice drive, and then she drove home with me. And so, you know, I enjoy listening to her music that I've been exposed to, because she gets to control Spotify driving home. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good. No, it was, but I was just, you know, worn down after the weekend. But it's all good, man. I'm glad to be here. Am I? Sure I am.
Damn right you are.
Yeah.
Keep using those words.
No, I was saying, you know what? This might be a really good strategic vacation day to use. Because my voice started to go, and then I said, well, you know what? That might just be taken out of my hands because it was gone. We were talking with this. I was pretty surprised that I didn't have more problems with it after all the events over the weekend. But it was pretty strong yesterday. But then after the show, I said, oh, no. Here we go. And so I kind of tried to shut it down. And then when I tried to cheer for her at the track meet, I go, oh, no. Shut her down. And so it's all right. It's in and out, but not nearly as bad as it was a few weeks ago. So you know what? If I can physically be here, here I is for you. And so, and let me tell you something. You play some highlights there of Patrick Mahomes at Monday Night Raw. And I enjoy it. I've been impressed with Logan Paul, and a lot of people hate on him. I've been impressed with him, his in-ring ability. You know, he's very entertaining as a professional wrestler. And I'll be honest with you, I've been impressed with the strides that Jake Paul has made as a boxer. I don't hate them the way. Like, I think a lot of people expect me to hate Jake Paul in the boxing and everything else. But what he does, he puts a lot of deserving fighters on his undercards and gets them paid a lot of money, a lot more money than they normally make. And puts him on a stage, and he does. There's a couple of women's fighters that fight under his banner that get a lot of exposure and get paid what they deserve because Amanda Serrano, just some others. Anyway, I enjoy it. You know, they're great promoters and clearly great businessmen that have become unbelievably rich. You could have an issue with how they started, just, you know, social media. I don't even know how the hell they started.
YouTubers
or whatever else.
They've completely grown on me.
Yeah. But I mean, look, clearly Logan Paul works his ass off because to do what he does in the ring, you just don't do that.
Dude, he's
that's
good.
Incredibly tough. He's very good.
He's damn good.
And Jake Paul, whatever, people always, well, is he a good fighter? You know, like, compared to what? Like, I'll say, compared to you? Yeah. He'd whip your ass in a heartbeat. He trains. He dedicates stuff. He tries to become, I mean, he's put a lot of effort into becoming a better fighter. And he brings attention to the sport that I love. And so I don't mind it, you know. The Mike Tyson fight coming up, a bunch of people ask me about that. I could do without it. I don't need to see Mike Tyson at 58 years old to get in the ring. I mean, I just, you know, it's a freak show. Will I watch it? Sure. Well, I have Netflix. You know, it's going to be streaming on Netflix. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. But it's just like I'm not sitting here thinking, boy, I wish Jake Paul would fight Mike Tyson. I'm not. But I, whatever it is, okay. They announced yesterday that it is going to be an actual sanctioned fight,
yeah.
But it's going to be 2-minute rounds. So, and I think they're going to have, you know, 14-ounce gloves, whatever. But it's going to count on the records.
For those of us that don't, like, what is the normal size glove?
Just depends on the weight, but it's a lot bigger than normal.
Yeah,
you know.
But they're not going to wear headgear. Wasn't that kind of some of the talk?
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. Well, because nobody knew what.
Yeah.
What they were going to do. Right. And so,
so shorter rounds, bigger gloves, but it's still an official fight.
Yeah.
12 rounds?
I think 10. Look it up, Jake. I'm so confused by everything. There were so many things put out there.
What's Canelo usually wear? Like 8-ounce? 8-ounce gloves? Like, is that normal for, like, a, you know, 8 to 10?
Yeah. So, I think, what were they originally going to use? They were talking about using, so like, for example, 12 ounce, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12, right? And it does, people wonder if it makes a difference. It makes a hell of a lot of difference, right? The bigger the gloves and the less power, more cushion when you get hit. I mean, I don't know. You guys, will you guys end up watching it?
Yeah, if I'm around, if I'm available, I'm watching it, yeah.
It's eight two-minute rounds, and absolutely I will be watching it.
For what reason? Like, do you want, like, you desperately want Tyson to knock out Paul? Do you want...
Well, look, if it was pay-per-view, I probably would not be
you would.
Paying for it. I would be thieving it off the internet. but the fact that it's on Netflix, I mean, that's a big deal. But I am curious. I mean, look, I rooted heavily against both the Paul brothers when they first came out and started doing all this stuff. It was like a big eye roll for me after... You know, these two YouTubers, you know, they're going to try to, you know, put on these shows. And it's actually, they've completely flipped me. I root for Logan Paul in the WWE, and I think Jake Paul he's a developing fighter who, you know, what his future holds, I don't know. I mean, one day, you know, in 3 or 4 years from now,
I'll just be honest with you. I've seen some heavyweights in my time, maybe a couple of local guys. And some other guys that have gotten to about, I don't know, 18, 19, 20 and 0, that have been far less talented than Jake Paul.
Right.
That have been promoted and have their records built up. I mean, I've seen it up close. And so, I mean, a lot of times a promoter will look for the ability to sell tickets, you know, personality, just all these different things. And you could, I mean, obviously he's a great self-promoter. But anyway, we're talking about this because Logan Paul was in town for Monday Night Raw, and early on social media, you could see that he met up with Patrick Mahomes. What is it? The Prime drink? You like that? That's what Jake Paul owns or whatever.
Yeah,
Paul's
promotes that. No,
yeah, but that's, you know.
I've kind of gone away from those kind of things.
We're gonna make you drink that, and just to see if it changes your life.
It might ruin my body.
Anyway, so that. On social media, it was posted that Logan Paul and Patrick Mahomes are together, and then on Monday Night Raw last night, you see Logan Paul exit the car, and all of a sudden you see that he's with Patrick Mahomes, and everyone's going crazy, and then Patrick Mahomes was there. And see, I'm out of time. I would have been there, but.
I know a lot of people who were out there, and my phone was buzzing with pictures. Creed Humphrey,
and then you heard at one point Patrick Mahomes. He got the three championship rings, and Jake Paul put them on and punched someone in the or Logan Paul put them on and punched someone in the face. So perhaps Patrick Mahomes is leaning into the villain, leaning into the heel role that he's been given in the NFL, and I like it. But then this Braun Strowman shows up. And he acts like he's going to get in Patrick Mahomes' face, you know. And that's when Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith stood up on each side of Patrick Mahomes, basically saying, if you want a piece of him, you have to go through us.
It's great.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, hell yes, it was great.
So good.
And this is the thing. That's one of the reasons why I want the Chiefs to keep both of them.
Yeah.
It's like Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey just play into this role, and it's so awesome.
Yeah. Got
and they're such,
belts
such
on
great
shoulders.
Guys. You know, and then we might have been at dinner and we were laughing about it, and I was showing them what's going on, and Selena, you know, what would happen if he actually, if he did something to Patrick Mahomes, if he would have tried to punch him or something, or actually would have hit him? I said, man would not have made it out of T-Mobile Center alive.
Yep. That crowd would have
His ass would not have made it out.
Yeah.
Okay, he could be 6 foot what, 300 and what.
Yeah.
His ass would have been fighting 15,000 people, however many people are there. Sis, that's what would have happened.
Yeah.
By the way, it is stark how big that guy is, because Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith stood up, and he's still like towering over both of them.
I don't care.
Oh, no, I know.
He would have got an ass whipping.
Of course. I just was like, wow, that guy's big. I mean, because I don't know my wrestlers that well. So, like, they both stood up, and they were still kind of looking up at him. But no, you're right.
You know.
He would never.
I mean, I know what wrestling is, and I was getting pissed off. You know, don't you look at him that way. You look at him that way. What the hell's wrong with you? I'll drive down there with a baseball bat. Look how big you are. Don't you look at my quarterback like that. I'll defend that man with my life.
Oh, man.
We look at him.
We were having a great time watching.
You think I'm playing?
Kids. They did a replay, like, where they'd use, like, the telestrator to highlight, like, here's one, here's two, here's three Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
And then they, like, zoomed in on it. He's like, those things are nice and shined up.
Yeah.
Earned over a year of toil in the NFL, a history-making season, and Logan Paul's going to use them with bad intent. This is great. Oh, man, yeah. It was awesome.
For the whole world to see, yeah. Baby. It's awesome.
A bunch of touchdown passes to Travis Kelce.
Right. It was awesome.
Those were the real Super Bowl rings?
Yeah, right.
I can't imagine that.
No.
No, right?
No, hell no.
They looked, like when they zoomed in on them, they looked.
Yeah,
they did a good job of making fake ones. I mean, they looked.
Oh, there's a lot of fake ones out there that look real.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's no chance those were really in no way. No. Here's $300,000 put on your hand.
A diamond goes flying out of it.
No, those were some nice replicas.
It was great, man. But, yeah, Trey Smith's tweet said something like, QB is off limits.
Right. That's right. You know? Why wouldn't he be? But, like, see, and that, I know that, I'm sure that irritates some people that he's down there partaking in all that. That makes me love him even more.
Get over
yeah.
it.
That is.
Oh, you can guess who the people are.
People that have a lot of whimsy to them, right? People that have a lot of
red asses.
You should be in the film room.
That like to get in front of a microphone and be condescending and talk down to you and, you know, can't wait to show you how smart they are and how they know more than everybody else and you're stupid and I'm smart. And it's like, you know what? Sometimes, hey, have fun. Enjoy life.
It must suck to constantly be a contrarian.
Why are you looking at me?
Everything.
Yeah.
It looked. My kids and I were watching, having a blast.
It was awesome.
It was fun.
Your kids like it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It is fun.
The whole thing. I mean, just like I said, that I don't even know the announcer's name, but he had me going, man. These are three shined up Super Bowl rings.
Wasn't Pat McAfee?
Is that who it was?
Yeah. McAfee does it. He's great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny that I didn't
Pat
realize
McAfee,
it.
Yeah, Pat McAfee was the one that was all.
What are you doing, Pat?
Yeah. No, yeah. It was Pat McAfee.
Because that was the joke. That's why he's like, you wouldn't know anything about those, you know.
Yeah. Why am I asking you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the play by play guy
said. Yeah. Are those Super Bowl rings?
Oh, now I get it.
Oh. Yeah. Why am I asking you?
Yeah.
Yeah, McAfee.
Well, kudos to McAfee because he was, it was great, man.
You know, and I know people like to crap on him too. He's a talented broadcaster. As many things that he does,
and
such a wide variety of things, that ain't easy.
And it's different too. I love it. I mean, like I watched a lot of his coverage on the draft. It was great.
I kind of wish I would have. I go to NFL Network and just stick there.
Yeah, no, I mean,
just
I get
to be
that.
Consistent because there's like you know Daniel Jeremiah and the themes of it, and he talks about guys that he's looking for in the draft and all this other stuff.
And there's a lot of conversation that carries on. Throughout the pick.
That's right.
So,
I don't like to bounce around. I have to lock into one. And I like Jeremiah and I like NFL Network, but I wish I would have watched some more Pat McAfee or some Pat
McAfee.
You
missed part of conversations because around picks, they're talking about all kinds of guys. And I was jumping back and forth, and there were a couple times where I'd be like, who's he even talking about right now? But that's kind of the deal.
Well, he was great at it. You know, like he. Using that emotion and playing up the whole moment and everything. It was awesome.
And you know what? He's good in the ring, too.
Yeah.
You ever seen him?
Mm-mm.
He's impressive. And so, anyway, you know, because I wanted to get the cutoff right as far as when you were asking about the gloves. It's up to 147. They wear 8-ounce gloves. And then anything over, you know, 147 to 154 from that point on, it's 10-ounce gloves. And so, like, that's why Canelo was right in that cutoff where he used to wear...
Because he changed weight.
8-ounce gloves, and now he wears 10-ounce gloves. But, like, a normal heavyweight to wear a 10-ounce glove. And that does make a big difference.
Sure.
You know, if you're wearing 16-ounce gloves or whatever else. Because that's normally what you train with and what you spar with. You know, and the idea is you're training with some heavier gloves. Number one, you're protecting the other guy and not hurting him as much, but number two, building up your arm strength. And when you're used to throwing hands with 16, some guys wear them, you know, heavier. And then the idea is, and you feel quicker when you go to your regular gloves, but, you know. And also, the bigger the glove, the more you have
more protection.
Protection. So, a lot of different reasons for it, but there's your breakdown. But, hey, I loved seeing Patrick Mahomes down there having fun with Monday Night Raw.
Oh, man. And like you said, the idea that he's leaning into the heel role a little bit.
Good.
You know, yeah, because
good.
That's how it's going to be. You know, everybody's tired of the Chiefs winning, except for us here in Kansas City.
No,
so you might as well lean into it, you know?
Right. That's exactly. Creed Humphrey tweeted out, don't go barking up the wrong tree. You know? I tell you, I don't. Well, Creed Humphrey gets a hold of you. I think it might be the end of the story.
He's a wrestler.
I think that might be it.
Yeah. You don't mess
you
with
him. He gets his meat hooks on you. I think you might be done for the night.
Yeah. So you'll be sleeping for a little bit.
I'm not betting against old Creed Humphrey.
Him and Trey are a couple of bad men, you know? I think one of the things that's great about it is you feel like, you know, Mahomes watches WWE.
Well, yeah.
He's into it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, some, like, his agent came to him and said, hey, there's this thing going on downtown. It'd be good for you to be a part of it. He's like.
Well, he's tied in with Logan Paul. And so, yeah, they've had a previous relationship.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
But you just know, like, that's he loves that stuff.
Yeah.
Which makes him more likable.
Well, sure. I would have lived Morgan seeing the studio. It's cool to watch wrestling again.
Yeah.
For some people, it always has been.
Right.
For some people, they don't care if you think it's cool or not. And
right.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
It's good. And then Travis Kelce gets some more money yesterday. Well-deserved. You know?
Do you feel like that means that this is it? Like it's 2 years and probably done?
I don't know.
Yeah, it depends on how he feels.
I mean, it's like it's that wouldn't be a bad bet.
Right.
But would I have we've been doing this a while, and I think this applies in my life as a father. This is the best comparison I can make because I'm going through this right now, and I'll be honest with you, I'm struggling with it. You know, Richie's 27, Phil just turned 21, and now the girls are 15, wrapping up their freshman year, and the freshman year has just gone by like a blink of an eye. And it's like everyone tells you, man, it goes by fast. And when Richie was a little boy, like, yeah, sure, it goes by fast. Then when Phil was a little boy, like, yeah, it kind of goes by fast. And now that the twins are growing up, like, this really does go by fast. And I catch myself, okay, I only got three or four more years of this, or counting, just trying to figure out how much, you know. And I just have to stop doing that. And I got to stop worrying about how much time I have left before they're 18 and they leave for college, or how many, you know, I've only got three more years of a kid in high school. Just stop doing that and just live in the moment, because nothing is guaranteed, nothing is given. And if I'm so focused on worrying about how much time we have left, I'm not totally focused and living in the moment and enjoying like moments like yesterday.
Yeah,
like, and just appreciating all the moments as they happen now. And guess what? Whether I worry about it or think about it, tomorrow's coming. Next year's coming. It'll be there. And I'm not going to sit here and get all worked up about it, because I get emotional. And with Travis Kelce, the end of his career is going to be here.
It's coming at some point. Yeah.
Whether it's 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, whatever. And I'm just going to, you know, Brett Veach needs to worry about finding his replacement, needs to worry about life after Travis Kelce. What I'm going to worry about is enjoying watching him play every game that he's got left in his career, enjoying watching the greatest tight end that ever lived go out there and try to win another championship. And I'm going to stop wringing my hands about, is this his last year? Does this mean, oh, he said the next couple of years in this video, does it mean there's only two more years? I don't know. But whatever, however many games, I'm going to love it, and I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to enjoy it. Because I don't know.
Yeah.
We could sit here and waste time speculating. I don't know. But he does. And guess what, though?
Maybe he doesn't know. No.
Maybe one day he'll wake up and then he knows. You know, but we're as sports fans and football fans, we're blessed to be watching these guys like Chris Jones and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes and watching Andy Reid coach. And I'm so sick and tired of people like Mike Florio and Pro Football Talk and other people trying to put a shelf life on this thing. Well, you know, Andy Reid was thinking about retirement. He's only going to come around. Shut up. He's coaching now. They're winning now. We're going to enjoy it, and we're going to watch the rest of the NFL not enjoy it. And that's where they want Andy Reid to retire.
Right.
They want Travis Kelce to retire. Let them decide when they decide. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And so, long answer to a short question, I don't know. And right now, I don't care. I know he's playing this year, you know?
Yeah,
we got. That's what I care about the next year, and I love hearing guys get on the mic in mental gymnastics. You got to worry about 3 years down the road. Shut up. Quit trying to prove you're smarter than everyone, including the GM in this town. All right. Worry about this year. Worry about what's happening in front of us. Enjoy it. You know, quit being such a red ass. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, Steven.
Yes.
How long is Travis Kelce going to play for?
I don't know.
That's right. I don't.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You
really like
know.
That question from me, I can tell.
No, it's just, it's like, I mean, it's fine. It's everyone wants to know, but I mean.
I think it's a good frame that you just put on it.
Yeah, I think it's like, I guess where I'm at is we should always be mindful of we don't have any idea how long any of this is going to last.
Right, yeah.
You know, like every football player that takes the field is one catastrophic injury away from it being over. You know, like you never know. We're all one, you know, I just got to go, you know, not to get, this is philosophical, but like to go, I got to visit my friend Sean's, Biggs' kids this past weekend in Chicago. I didn't ever stop to think that I didn't have much time left with him. I had no idea. You know, only God knows some of those things. So we should be mindful all the time, like you said, to enjoy the time that we have right now because it's the only time we're promised.
Yeah, it's the old saying, be where your hands and feet are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Be where your hands and feet are.
You know, my stepdad Joe, the farmer, always would say, no matter where you go, there you are.
That's right.
And see, I'll read this article from Yahoo Sports because there was a lot of confusion yesterday. The Chiefs signed Kelce to a new contract that reportedly makes him the highest paid tight end in football. And as Yahoo Sports writes, Liz Rosher, it isn't an extension as initially reported. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero corrected his earlier report that Kelce's new deal was an extension through the 2027 season. Instead, he's getting a raise to $34.25 million on the remaining 2 years of his existing contract that runs to 2025. Previously due $30.25 million over those years. Because Pelissero originally said it was an extension, then said clarification on Kelce's contract. It's a new two-year, $34.25 million deal, replacing the 2 years he had left on his old deal. So he's under contract through 25, not 27. Apologies for the miscommunication. Well, we accept your apology, but that was a pretty big F-up.
Right.
Because people are still reporting it as an extension and are not understanding what happened. So that's a pretty big F-up. Because then if you're hearing, well, an extension, they mean, oh, he's planning on playing 4 more years?
Right. And I imagine it was to move some money around, right? They have this $19 million in cash space right now, so they might be able to move some of that money. So in the next, you know, in 26, 27, or 25, they'll have more money under the cap because they're paying them more money up front.
It's a new two-year deal replacing the 2 years he had left on his old deal. So
he earned that in the postseason last year.
Right. That's right.
I mean,
but I mean, everyone reported it as an extension. I mean, and it wasn't.
So. Incorrect.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they, you know.
I don't know.
They didn't know. Now we do.
Well, he deserves to get paid. And, you know, he's taken less than he would have gotten on the open market to stay here. I think it was a smart business decision because he's in every commercial now that he could possibly be in. And
look, man, you've taken care of Patrick Mahomes. You've taken care of Chris Jones. It's only right to take care of Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Because Travis Kelce has taken care of you.
Yep.
For a long time. Travis Kelce has been underpaid. And been, you know, willing to be underpaid for a long time. And he has performed at a level unlike any other tight end.
Elite.
I still chuckle, get a big chuckle that I used to get pushed back when I used to come on here and say he's the greatest tight end in Chiefs history. And boy, people get all... And now I took it to the greatest tight end in NFL history. Gronk. Go look at those numbers now.
Well, the thing.
Look at those numbers now.
That is really silly.
Go look at the numbers in the postseason.
The postseason is what sets him apart. I mean,
everything sets him apart.
Right.
But the postseason, like
it's like him and Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. It's like the postseason. It's like the only person you can compare him to in postseason production is the greatest wide receiver of all time.
Right. We're not talking about a lot of these
Patriots fans. What are his blocking?
Nope.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I think this past year took it to a whole nother level, as I like to say, because it seemed through the course of the season like maybe he'd lost a step a little bit. You know, he didn't seem quite as explosive as he's been. We knew he was banged up for much of the year and
man,
all that.
I was in a remote over the weekend, or I can't remember what it was, and a guy came up to me. This Kelce thing, he's really distracted. I'm really disappointed. All the Taylor Swift stuff, you can really tell he's, you know, just a little like he's got his one foot out the door. I said, I'm sorry, but did you watch the playoffs at all?
You're crazy!
I mean, he was battling injury. He hurt his knee.
That week off at the end of the year.
Before the first game.
Yeah, that week off at the end of the year changed everything.
He was injured. He battled injury throughout the year.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see him. Well, I guess you don't. I do. Talking to this guy, I see him in the locker room after a game. Like, I don't even know how this guy played. I'll never forget watching him after the win over the AFC in the AFC Championship over the Bengals. Remember when he was questionable with his back, and watching him after the game. Like, this guy can't even hardly move, and he was out there balling out.
Yeah.
Did you see him? With Kyle Hamilton draped all over him in Baltimore catching a touchdown? Did you see what he did to Buffalo? Did you see what he did in the Super Bowl? Did that look like... I mean, I couldn't believe someone was asking me this. Did you watch the playoffs?
He had his second best postseason statistically of his career. I mean, he had 355 yards in four games. Three touchdowns.
Oh, I mean, he almost is single-handedly the reason, you know, of course, Snead had that giant fumble forced on the goal line. But, I mean, in that Baltimore game, he was unstoppable.
And it wasn't just like the numbers don't even do it justice because it's like the catches that he made on crucial, like, third downs.
11 for 11. 11 targets, 11 catches. Perfect. I mean, it's the first time ever he went perfect.
And a guy draped all over him in a gotta have it
Yeah, and an all-pro at that. Not just a guy.
Yeah.
Like, the best at his position.
Yeah.
The best at his position.
No, but he was distracted. You couldn't even.
This all-pro, the best safety in the game, was draped over him all game long, and he was 11 for 11. Come on, man. I mean,
that postseason that he had this past year, to me, he was already like the GOAT, but that took it to a whole nother level.
Oh, I mean, it
just did, because he isn't at the prime of his career now. He didn't have as great of a regular season because he was banged up. Because the older you get, the more banged up you get. And then he goes out when the playoffs start, and he's the best player on the field.
Oh yeah, I mean
it just clutch. George Brett level of clutchness, which feels like sacrilege to say, you know, or blasphemy, whatever the word is.
Yeah.
But that's how, I mean, that's, Kelsey's at that level.
As clutch as it gets.
You don't compare him to nobody else. That's it. That's all over.
I mean, I guess you can compare him to Jerry Rice.
Tight ends.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But, that's how good he is.
He passed Jerry Rice.
Right.
I mean, he passed Jerry Rice. I mean,
touchdowns that he's passed him with, or?
I think on receptions.
Catches.
He has more receptions than any person ever.
Right.
In the playoffs. Ever. Not tight ends. Anybody.
By the way, he had his most receptions last year in the playoffs. That was the most receptions he ever had in the playoffs. 32.
It's a good time to do it.
We'll be right back after this on WHP. Welcome back to the Border Patrol. Let's play a couple of clips from Brett Veach from yesterday. Number six, please. Brett Veach was asked about giving Travis Kelce more money, and he said it was important for everyone at all levels of the organization.
It's hard to put into words what Travis means to this organization, this city, and was certainly a priority to adjust his contract for us, and it was something that was important for Clark. So very fitting that Travis is now the highest paid tight end in these 2 years. I want to thank his agents, Michael and Greg, for all their hard work. Chris Shea, Jack Walloff on our side for all their hard work. So, again, just a really special day and moment for this organization to once again recognize arguably one of the greatest tight ends to ever do it.
How long do you see Travis playing for the Chiefs? And not just playing, but being the player he's been and everything else he's been for the organization. How long do you see that continuing?
Well, I mean, every now and then you have one of these guys that are outliers, and certainly Travis is one of those players. It's funny, it's not even May yet, and today we had a chance to get out there in phase two, and guys were out there running around, and Travis was the first guy in line, and, I mean, he looked like he was 28 years old. And again, I mean, the odds of someone playing this far into the 30s are very low, but it does happen, and it happens with just unicorns in the profession, and Travis is one of those, and we'll certainly celebrate this with him, and hopefully we can ride this thing even longer. So we'll just have to wait and see, but I've shown no signs of slowing down. Everyone notices the kind of postseason he had, and he just found that extra gear, and these special players are always able to find that extra gear, and again, I mean, if anybody can do it, Travis can.
I am the polar opposite. With Kelce, you see no signs of slowing down. With me, you see many, many tremendous signs of slowing down in every aspect of my life. So, yeah, I'm falling apart. Number nine, Jake, with the draft complete. Brett Veach was asked to reflect on the offseason so far.
We accomplished a lot between the free agency period and the draft, and now I think we'll have a chance to really evaluate these young guys and evaluate these new players we brought in on our 90-man signings and right after the season, and with the undrafted free agent guys we got. So we'll have a chance to evaluate this team. I think we spoke about this over the weekend. I don't think you're ever satisfied with what you have as a roster, and there's always ways to improve. And I think the important thing is just to make sure that we have competition and battles at every position group coming into going into St. Joe. So, you know, now we get to spend the next few weeks of watching these guys and seeing how they move out there. And it's a good gauge to predict how these competitions will go. And I think once we get through the next few phases of these OTAs, we'll huddle up as a staff, both personnel and coaching, and see if, you know, we have enough competition at all these positions. And you know, if we need to go in a different direction before training camp, we will. But I think now we're excited with where the roster is and look forward to the OTA, the final OTA periods.
That was Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach speaking to the media yesterday. We'll be back after this on WHP.